Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good. It is 8:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our good friend, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Paul?
Pretty well. How about things there?
Not bad. Not bad. We're enjoying some interesting, you know, kind of calm temperatures to ease us in. Very cloudy morning, but still a little bit bright out there. Today is going to look like a little bit of a, could see some touch of go and rain maybe here in central Wisconsin. Is it going to reach us?
Yeah, you know, still a couple showers off to the west this morning as you get towards Black River Falls, a little bit of shower activity. So yet to be seen if that's going to hold together a whole lot as it heads further east here through midday. But it does look as though some of those scattered shower storm chances still kind of pick back up here late today, more into this evening. I think more of a likelihood for showers and storms in that evening in that time frame. So something before that, kind of a passing shower, thunder shower chance, and then more of it late today. High temperatures to about 84 as we do stay with some sunny breaks along with the clouds over us at times tonight. Some of those showers and storms likely as we head through the evening hours as we head down to 60. So we could see a shower early Thursday, lingering clouds, breaks the sun after that, mid-70s, mid-50s, clear skies Thursday night. And still looking at some warming temperatures through the weekend, 82 Friday, some sun, mid-80s Saturday and Sunday, with just a slight chance for a storm both Saturday and Sunday, but generally staying sunny and dry into next week with highs of 86 on Monday and upper 80s to around 90 Tuesday. Looks like more of those highs around 90 or so as we head past Tuesday, at least through Wednesday and Thursday time frame. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad, Paul. I think we'll keep that one.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of our receipt. We'll keep it. We'll keep it, Paul. We'll keep it.
All right. I can email you the receipt if you'd like.
Oh, thank you.
You know, Paul's the best.
You guys are the best. We appreciate you, Paul. we'll hang out tomorrow. You have a great day, sir.
Okay, sounds good to you guys.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley, the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa, thank you for joining us. We're having some fun this morning. We're thanks for everybody that crossed over with us from WisCountry 105.5 WYRI. Those of you that were listening over there got our opening question for everybody, and I'm going to bring it over here, Melissa, too, because I'm curious to know what our audiences think of this. I go through the news every morning. I scour, look for stuff, look breaking news, all that. To end the day, to end my morning kind of routine, I go to an oddities section in our newspapers. And I usually find, you know, escape animals and things like that, overdue library books that are finally returned, Guinness World Records, and Dolly Parton news. That's what all of there is waiting for me there. Deputies corral escape camel in Mississippi. I every once in a while, it's only with stories like this where the headline tells you almost everything you need to know. It's very, very rare that happens, and we always encourage people to read articles, not just headlines. But this one, I mean, escape camel in Mississippi. You talk about two things that I did not see together, camels in Mississippi. You didn't see that one happening. But my question to everybody is, what would be the animal? By this point, we've seen it all. What's the animal that would surprise you? You're here in Wisconsin Rapids. You're bopping down A Street or wherever you're listening to us, your main street. It's like 10 o'clock at night. There's hardly anybody out. And you see a penguin just walking down the street, just bopping along or something like that. What's the animal that would surprise you the most? 424-2600, join the conversation.
You know, I think it would be a zebra.
Yes.
And then I'd be taken immediately to Swiss Family Robinson, you know, the original one.
Yes.
where one of the girl in the story rides the zebra in the race.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one. Oh, that's good. I like that. I've been thinking about this one quite a bit, actually. I'm starting to think of like bigger animals, like a moose. Like, I don't think it would surprise, because we've actually done stories where a moose is bopping around downtown or something.
Yeah, it's usually quite a bit further north than here.
Yeah. There's been a lot of stories in recent weeks, in recent months and years even, of bears coming into towns.
Oh, yes, we see that all the time now.
And the one that, what's really bothering me about these videos is seeing how thin these bears are.
That's why they're coming into towns.
And keep in mind, and certainly we're having fun with the subject and everything, everybody, but in these scenarios, these animals are 99.9% of the time more scared of you than you are of them.
Yes.
With bears, I've heard this from zoologists. I actually dated a zoologist for a while, and we took a class on this. If you are confronted by a bear, the last thing you want to do is turn your back to that bear.
Right. Yeah. Get scary.
You put your hands up in the air.
Yep. You get loud.
Yes. Yes. And honestly, if it's a bear in Wisconsin, I mean, you know, chances are they're probably not going to do much anyway. At least that's the way it is for me as a sports fan. And moving on. Wait, but I wanted to mention this, too, before we got into too much of our opening the show. Civic Media has this awesome statewide blood donation challenge going on.
That's right.
It is now until July 31st. You got now until the end of the month to be a superhero, to be a part of this. We appreciate everybody doing this, everybody that is a part of this. I do want to just as a real quick note to everybody out there, it doesn't do it any good to send me the stuff. I had somebody text me that doesn't have my phone number, and I'm not sure how they got my phone number, text me a picture of them donating, and that was awesome, and I appreciate that you did that, and thank you for being a hero, thank you for donating,
yes.
But you want to send it to your social media. You want to hashtag it.
Correct.
Civic Pints and send it to your social media, or you can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood and upload it there just as easy.
Correct, because you can, if you don't want to post it on social media, you can use the form at civicmedia.us/giveblood and put it there, and then you'll get entered into the drawing for the prizes there.
Yeah, I don't mind getting pictures from you guys and things, but
absolutely,
just doesn't do you as good. And we want you to get in on this, chance to win some Civic Media swag, some Brewers tickets, some State Fair tickets, and of course our locals around here. When you hashtag with WIRI or WFHR, you instantly win Rafter tickets.
Yeah, Rafters tickets.
Just like that. We appreciate you being a part of this. There is a worldwide shortage when it comes to blood. And you doing this, you have no idea how many people it can help. One person can help up to three and multiple and many more people.
Yes, indeed. And the next the blood drive that I know of in Wisconsin Rapids is next Monday the 24th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the former East Junior High School Music Room in Wisconsin Rapids there on Lincoln Street. They encourage you to make an appointment, and the number to call is 866-566-5900, and then you can schedule your appointment. You can also walk in, but you may have to wait a little bit longer if you do that.
Yeah. Wanted to touch on this, too, because it's kind of an interesting story, and it is National Hot Dog Day.
yes.
According to the Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which I did not know existed, we'll eat about 7 billion of them just in 3-plus months between Memorial Day and Labor Day. That's 818 dogs.
3 months.
3 months, 818 dogs.
That's per person?
Great. Yeah, that's, well, it doesn't say. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not per person. But yeah, oh, total, you know. Los Angeles eats more of them than any other city.
Hey.
I would not have guessed that. New York, Dallas, Chicago, and Philadelphia all wrap up the top five. But per capita, cities in North Carolina dominate the list. Raleigh-Durham is first, then Greensboro, North Carolina, then Buffalo, New York. I got to know how to say this. Paducah, Kentucky. I don't know how to pronounce that, but that is a interesting. That's a good one. And Charlotte, North Carolina is fifth. Paducah, Kentucky. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but I like the name. A few national chains have deals today. Nathan's Famous is selling them for a nickel. Sonic is selling chili cheese cornies for $1.29. That's 50% off.
That's a pretty decent deal.
And Target is doing 25% off select hot dogs if you're a rewards member. Not sure anybody local is doing anything, but just throw that out there, just so you know.
But you can always get hot dogs at Witterfield, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. Rafters are going to be back in town Thursday. They'll be
They're in Madison tonight.
Yeah, and it may be good for them to get out of town for a little bit, get away from Winterfield for just 24 hours or so.
Yeah, it wasn't a great game last night.
It's the worst game that I can remember the Rafters having. period. Mm. Like in the time, and I'm not obviously, I haven't scoured the internet and gone over every stat and every game that they have played, but I've been a fan since they literally threw their first pitch of that team. I've been paying attention and I've been a fan of that team, and that's the worst game I can think of them playing. The positive to that is, well, only up from here. You know, I mean,
that's right.
It's baseball, baby. We all know what it means. The next day, a whole new set of, you know, a whole new set of pitchers and a whole new game, a whole new lineup. We'll see how this goes. Shake it off, get out there, and do your thing, boys.
Well, and they also beat the Mallards several times this season, so maybe they were just, you know, trying to build them up. Give them their best scoring game of the season, and now they're going to whoop them today.
Lull them into a false sense of security,
yes.
And then beat them in their own home diamond. That's what we're looking to do tonight. We're at the Duck Pound. Duck Pond. Duck Pound is much more interesting, I think, but Duck Pond makes more sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Duck Pound.
You know, that's where they incarcerate the ducks who have broken the rules and, you know, messed on the riverways there.
Snoop, I don't know if a lot of people know this. Snoop Dogg has a third cousin, Snoop Duck. And they had an album come out about the Duck Pond and the Duck Pound and all this. It didn't do very well. Join us for the Rafters. First pitch is at 6:35. Our pregame will kick off at 6:20 tonight. As I mentioned, the Rafters are back home on Thursday and Friday with a two-game series against Battle Creek. Both those games will start at 6:20. Get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Of course, you can give the Rafters a call at the Raft House at 715-424-5400 or visit them at Historic Winterfield. Box office is open. Get your tickets right there. 9 to 5, you can pick them up or right before the game. Pull for your Rafters all season long. Looking forward to getting back in the win column tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and a lot more fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
It's my birthday. No one hit that.
Okay, we got to try a different one. Try this again. Okay, all right, yeah, not a little better, a little better, all right. Little Tony Tone. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to talk about Misty's and we get to celebrate you with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can send it to any of our staff, anybody here, really.
Yeah, just our first name, dot last name, @civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm. You can also direct message us on WIRI or our Facebook pages. You can use smoke signals. What is it called with the flags? You can use
Summerall flags.
Yeah, you can do that. I don't know if we'll understand you, but you can try.
We don't even know what it's called, but we'll try.
You could also probably simpler to just call 424-2600. We encourage you to do that. Join the conversation anytime. We will get into our local celebrities right now, and I have a list of 1 through 4 candidates.
Ooh, Melissa. Let's go with 4.
All right, my favorite number. There we go. Let's go ahead and get that in there, and we have ourselves our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy 48th anniversary to Richard and Nancy Cook.
Wow, 48. Richard and Nancy, congrats.
That hit my heart. Congratulations, you two. Happy 48th. We wish you a great one. And it's Wednesday. I say celebrate right into the weekend. It's close enough.
Yes.
It's close
Absolutely.
Enough. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. Hope it's a great one. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to a good friend of all of ours around here, Carrie Dredger.
Happy birthday, Carrie Dredger.
Dredger, that's it. Yeah,
yes,
I knew I was mispronouncing it. Carrie's awesome.
Oh, she's the best. We see her often on the stage at WRCT, and then, of course, with CWAC in Stevens Point. She is very active in the community, and just so much fun to hang out with. You never have a bad time when you're with Carrie.
Oh, you're exactly where I was going with Melissa. You can't not smile around her. You're gonna smile around Carrie. She's a great person. We wish you a great day, Carrie. Enjoy your day.
Have a wonderful birthday.
Also, a happy birthday to Les Elmer.
Happy birthday, Les.
Les, that's a great name. Les Elmer. That's a good name. Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier today, Margaret Young.
Ooh, happy birthday, Margaret.
We wish you a great day. That's a beautiful name, too, Margaret Young. Wishing you a great day, Margaret. Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you. You're our qualifier today.
Congratulations.
We dive into our celebrity list. John Bones Jones is 36, UFC fighter. Former light heavyweight champion. If he could get out of his own way, would be one of the greatest fighters in history. a lot of off the field stuff with that guy, but in the octagon, incredible fighter. Jared Padalecki is 41 today. He's Cordell Walker on Walker. Most people know him, though, as Sam Winchester on Supernatural. Jared, a great actor. I like him.
Oh, he was also in the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember hearing that. Yeah, yeah. He's a good actor, and he does a lot of stuff off the field, like for like a lot of like just putting his name on stuff to try to bring awareness to it, and helping out families on the side without like having to take a selfie while he's doing it. he's also done. I would say during the run of Supernatural, there was a point where he kind of. He kind of, I don't want to say disappeared, but he wasn't really around much, and he came back, and it was all about mental health. And he brought a he shone a real light to that. And I admire him doing that. It was at a time when we weren't necessarily talking about mental health the way we are now.
Yeah, that's good.
Just my opinion, and one of the things I like about this is that there are no wrong answers outside of Kevin Costner. to me, in my opinion, the greatest actor in the world right now. If we're having a competition and seeing who the greatest in the world is at this, to me it is Benedict Cumberbatch, who is 47 today.
Yeah, you got my vote.
Benedict Cumberbatch is such a good actor. He can go by the name Benedict Cumberbatch.
And we all know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, that's how talented he is. He did not, like, for me, James J. Maloff, every agent I've ever had, one of the first conversations, have you thought about changing your last name? Have you thought about this? Every actor under the sun has been told this. I guarantee that Benedict was told this. His name, he's very proud of it. He's proud of his family lineage and all that, just like I am of mine. And he stuck by his name. Turns out worked out okay for him. He's Doctor Strange in the Marvel Universe, Khan in Star Trek, the Dragon in the Hobbit movies. He's Sherlock in Sherlock Holmes, maybe the greatest version we've seen of Sherlock.
Really good.
Yeah, outside of that James kid that played him on WRCT stage. No, I'm so sorry. I'm joking.
I know it was one of your favorite roles, though.
Definitely. Just the greatest actor I've seen, and also one of these guys that keeps giving back. He will continue to do, he doesn't have to do this. A lot of actors, they get their start on BBC television, they go off, they come over here across the pond and, you know, make a pretty darn good living over here doing this. Benedict Cumberbatch constantly goes back to England and doing stuff at theaters, helping young people get their start. He's just one of these guys that I continue to root for and continue to be, not only admire, but learn from. So he's the best in the game to me. He's the best.
Yeah, and he's doing great things. I will watch anything he's in.
Same here. And to his credit, he constantly is trying to get better at this, too. I can't think of how he can, and yet every time I see him, he's growing as an actor and working to get better as an actor. I want to say The Imitation Game. The Imitation Game. If you have never seen him act, I would recommend the Sherlock series for one. But after that, The Imitation Game. He won an Oscar for it. It's his greatest work. It's a hard movie, but it's a good movie. It's a great, and if you love history, it's a good one.
Well, and I would really love to see him on the theater stage.
Oh yeah!
Like, how amazing would that be to see him in person?
I want to see. It was Henry the Eighth. I think I saw him do on the not in person, of course, but on my laptop. And oh my god, I thought he was good on screen. He's even better on stage. Yeah. Nancy Carroll is 57, Steve Carell's wife. She was a correspondent on The Daily Show for a long time, and Michael's girlfriend, Carol, on The Office. Great comedian, great writer, and I would love to have coffee with her and Steve Carell. Oh my god, that'd be
in
amazing.
A heartbeat.
Yeah, that'd be so much fun. one of the greatest and most underrated guitarists in music history, Brian May, is 76 today. Queen's lead guitarist. And he is also a PhD in astrophysicist. He's an astrophysicist, by the way, just in case. And
well, you know, when you look at a picture of him, I would say astrophysicist over lead guitarist.
Yeah, right? Yes, yes.
But he fits both.
He does. And he's
still got amazing hair.
He's still got the great hair. He still has it. I would say that there's a lot of great Queen songs that are great, and Freddie Mercury deserves a lot of credit songwriting-wise. But if you want to give credit to the rest of the music, it starts and ends with Brian May. Think about what is arguably the most famous beat or guitar sound in rock history.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. That's Brian May, baby. That's him. Incredible. Just one of the, and that's just that song, let alone all the others and everything. I personally love Radio Gaga. That's maybe my favorite Queen song. But there's a lot of great ones out there. Actually, and in Radio Gaga, I don't believe Brian May had a little bit of the writing credit on that, but he wasn't the sole writer on that one.
Mm.
Let's see here. Some people know. As far as people no longer with us, Alan Collins, born on this day in 1952, passed away in 1990. Leonard Skinner, guitarist who co-wrote Freebird.
I only laugh because at every concert you go to, or every, especially local bands, there's always somebody out in the audience that screams, Freebird!
When I first started in radio, and we would do, like, we had the 4th of July street dance and things like that, and I'd MC a lot of those, and it would always blow my mind that even in a situation like that, like, you know, any of our local bands up there, and people are still shouting that at them. The one that really threw me was there was a polka band, and they still shouted Freebird. That one threw me. That one threw me.
Yeah. I mean, he does have Claudio Sanchez-level hair.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Samuel Colt, born in this day in 1814, passed away in 1862. He invented the six-shooter, the Colt. I mean, enough said. There's other things we can mention about Samuel Colt, but I mean, that's pretty much all you need to know. Also a major plot device in the Supernatural series, which, you know, I mentioned because Jared Padalecki, we mentioned earlier. So it's a good show. It's a good, sneaky, good show.
You know, I haven't seen it yet. One of these days. It's kind of on my back burner list.
Yeah, if you choose to. I mean, it each their own. It's the first couple seasons were great. I'll say that.
Okay. Well, you know, James, that list is about 20 years long already.
I
will never get through it.
It's very similar to my book list that my sister, my mom, and you add to all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if anything, this writer's strike is helping me.
Yeah.
Because there won't be any good content for a while, so maybe I can catch up.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the only silver linings about this strike going on.
Yeah, I was trying to be positive.
It's good. I like it. It was a good spin. You did a good job with that. One more time, a very happy 48th anniversary to Richard and Nancy Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Les Elmer.
Happy birthday, Les.
Happy birthday, Carrie Drudger.
Happy birthday, Carrie Fancy Pants.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Margaret Young.
Congratulations, Margaret.
Enjoy yourselves over at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish the gang a great day from all of us at WFHR. Time for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Not chasing waterfalls around here. Although, I mean, chasing a waterfall doesn't seem like it'd be that hard. I mean, it can't really move around much. I mean, it's right there.
Well, it moves a lot, but it's usually in one kind of location.
I feel like you can catch it, I feel like. I feel like you try really hard. You know?
Just runs through your fingers, James.
Yeah, it does. It does. Welcome back, everybody. We are... I have not...
Sorry.
No, don't you dare be sorry. I'll take you singing anytime. I haven't heard to be able to confirm it, but I do believe that we will be joined by Phil Hartley from Quality Post Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday today.
All right.
If not, I'm sure it'll be next Wednesday that Phil will be joining us. Do encourage you to get your words out with our friends at Quality Post Printing. We'll have more information on them in a little bit. But I wanted to touch on this one because I got a couple of possible That Ain't Right stories. And remember, everybody, you can vote on these now. if you agree that it's a That Ain't Right story, you disagree, call up at 424-2600 and let us know.
We want to hear from you.
If you're old enough, you remember when you could actually check bags on airlines for free and didn't have to cram a week's worth of clothes into a carry-on or anything? Well, now Japan Airlines wants to free people of the hassle of carry-on bags and hassle of packing altogether.
Oh.
They've just launched a new service that allows foreign tourists and business travelers to rent clothes from them for as little as $28 up for up to 2 weeks. It's called
what?
It's called Anywhere Anywhere. And travelers can rent up to 8 outfits in 3 sizes, small, medium, and large, in various styles like business casual and more formal stuff. You don't even need to pick up the clothes at the airport. They'll be delivered to your hotel.
And wow.
You do know what you're getting when you make a reservation. You'll go online and select the items you want.
Huh.
The clothes will be previously used, but they're thoroughly cleaned and ironed before being delivered. And don't worry, the service does not include underwear and other undergarments.
I figured not.
So you will need to pack a few personal items, but the idea mm-hmm. is that you can minimize luggage as much as possible.
You know what? This is kind of, for me personally, I know some people would really object to this, like my boyfriend, but this sounds awesome.
I like
to go to another country and not only, you know, be immersed in the culture, but wearing the clothes of the culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know their clothes aren't all that different than ours. They're modern. It's not like you're going to get costume period material or anything like that, but it's still cool. I like it.
I love traveling. It's one of my favorite things in the world. And the gypsy in me is very evident when it comes to this. And when I do, one of the things I like to do is really immerse myself in the area. Now, I've mm-hmm. never been out of the country. So when I've done this, it's, you know, obviously people speak in the same language as me. But so I go with the clothes, I go with the environment, and I go with things that people are doing, and of course, the food. Mm-hmm. I really try to immerse in everything. This is perfect for me. I would love this.
Pushback would be small, medium, and large. Isn't a wide, you know, a size range.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe if the business grows, maybe they'll expand the sizes. I'm not sure. Or maybe, you know, most of these companies, they fine-tune this stuff as they're developing it.
Mm-hmm. And as demand increases.
Yeah, yeah. But this, I could see something like this really catching on. I really could see this being a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
For one, I don't usually travel with a whole lot, but even I usually have the carry-on or something like that. Right away, you've got me on less luggage. That right away sounds
less
great.
Of a hassle in the airport.
And when you're mm-hmm. done with these clothes, you just leave them in your hotel. You don't even have to take them or anything like that. You have no pickup or drop-off. You don't even have to worry about that part of it.
That's really cool because less to carry around.
Yeah,
boom.
I really like this idea though. I like the idea of immersing yourself in everything. Everybody's got their own preferences, and I don't know mm-hmm. how much. I would say that this is probably 50-50, that you're probably going to get 50% of people to do this, but don't know. I could see maybe as this goes along, this gaining in popularity.
Well, because even, let's say, for instance, you were taking, so this is Japan you were talking about, right?
Yes, yes.
So let's say you were taking your first leg of your 3-week vacation was in Japan. So you have an outfit you're wearing, you show up in Japan, you get outfits given to you. For the next leg of your journey, you're arriving in, say, Norway for the second half of your trip. Just have your clothes shipped there.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And then you're only paying for one, you know, carry-on or checked bag to get home with.
424-2600, would you try this? Would you try this service? $28 for 2 weeks isn't too bad either. I think that's a pretty darn good price. You can't
that. You can't rent clothes. Yeah, you know, what did they say? 8 outfits?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good deal.
They got to have some kind of laundry service because 2 weeks, 8 outfits, that's not enough without washing something.
I have to say, too, if this catches on, oh, baby, this is going to get huge.
It's going to take Stitch Fix and like Goodwills and St. Vincent de Paul's all to the, you know, another new level.
Yeah, which I think also leads to another thing of we've got too much clothes.
Well, we do.
We have so much clothes.
The amount of clothes that go into landfills is astounding.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much great uses for these things. And, of course, gently used items. We encourage people to donate those.
Donate.
We're looking for shoes right now, everybody.
Yeah.
If you can. I'm just trying to find where I had that piece of paper. There it is.
Well, I can tell you this. The statistics for this says up to 100 billion garments are produced in the fashion industry every year, and 92 million tons of them end up in landfills each year.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. We can help you with your gently used shoes. Drop off shoes at WFHR and WIRI Studios. You can do that anytime between 9 and 4 weekdays. Shoe us the love, our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. Donate your gently worn and used new shoes today. Help us raise funds by just donating gently worn or used shoes. Collecting shoes not only help support the Humane Society, but they will be reused and given a second life by those in need. Greatly awesome. Appreciate people doing this. Encourage everybody to do this one if you can, please. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have Phil Hartley joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up.
All right.
On the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Is Seth going to get fired and he's not even here?
No, I'm in a good mood because we got Phil Hartley joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Phil?
It's going well. I have to tell you, I was away for a little over a week in my home state of Maine. And back a few days ago, and about a day or two after I got back, I woke up with a double ear infection and a sinus infection.
Oh, no.
And it's kicked my butt the last couple days, like, horribly.
I can imagine, man. I feel for you. Thanks for still calling in.
I talked a little bit out of line because I had a little sleep and a lot of drugs.
You know what, Phil?
You get a pass, Pitt.
That makes good radio, actually. So, good time to call up, actually.
Let the man talk.
The floor is yours, Phil. Thanks so much.
I'll end up out of business by the end of this phone call.
we will not let that happen, Phil. We appreciate you calling up and joining us. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday for today?
So, the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is gubbins.
Ooh.
Gubbins. G-U-B-B-I-N-S. Gubbins. It's a British word, and it means bits and pieces or scrap, or even gadgetry or gadgets.
So I've never heard this one before.
And to imitate my good friend Dave Farnborough, who I wish was here to do this, it's like go into the refrigerator and get the gubbins we need for fish and chips, governor.
Yes.
Nice.
That's my best British imitation.
It was good.
Well done.
Oh, that's a good one. David is actually going to be joining us on the morning show here on Friday. We might have to bring this one back. Might have to bring him up with this one. That's good.
There you go. I'm sure he'll appreciate my trying to do his act.
There you go.
He does it much better than I do.
Well, imitation is the best form of flattery.
Yeah,
he's a good man. If I can imitate him, that's a good thing.
Hey, Phil, how did you come across this one?
So, you know, I was listening. It's funny. The other day, I watched Mary Poppins, and it was on the air, and I heard the word in Mary Poppins somewhere, and I'm not going to say I know exactly where, but again, I just wrote it down.
Yeah.
I got to figure out what that means.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one. That's fun. That seems like a fun way to do it. You know, sometimes you hear it's like content for us. Like Melissa and I, Seth, where our brains are constantly looking for content. You hear a word and ooh, that's going to be a good one. You write that one down. Look that one up. That's smart.
Now, are you talking the Dick Van Dyke Mary Poppins?
Mm.
Yes, the only Mary Poppins, yes.
Okay, the original. Gotcha. Good.
Phil, how
are... I don't have any slight against the newer one, but...
Yeah.
But of course, Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews. Oh,
Julie
my God.
Andrews, yeah.
You can't beat... Yeah, you can't beat those names. Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda are great, very, very talented, but they're, those two names you just mentioned, though, are legends. It's hard to compete. Yeah. Phil, how are things going at the shop?
Obviously, I'm just the eye candy here. someone without me here, you know, so that's a good thing. McKenna and Tracy and Kathy and Dad, I mean, I just got a great team. So I'm very blessed to have, like we talked about before, you want people around you that you know are better than you and know what they're doing and can that you can just help, you know? And
yeah,
and
people so, you can rely on.
Yep.
Yeah, they're just awesome. And so I'm blessed with that. So we've been very steady. July is normally our slowest month of the year. It just is. But it's been steady still. So thanks to the community and all the businesses that support us here. And we're very proud to, you know, to help this amazing community out if we can.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's a team effort, Phil, because we see Quality Plus Printing's name all over the place sponsoring things. Heck, around here, we just turn around and you guys, you know, it's Playmakers you're sponsoring. It's a segment like this. You guys are constantly putting into the community. We love supporting businesses that support us, that support our community. And you guys are the definition of that. We appreciate the work that you do for the community, Phil.
I appreciate that, too. Thank you so much. You know, I get involved as heavily as I can with the chamber and with local businesses because, well, I mean, there's great reasons for it. Obviously, you know, you hope if you get involved and you do the right things that people will support you, you know, as well. Yeah. And that's part of it. But it's just a great feeling, you know, you get what you give. And I totally believe that. And I work every day to try to make that happen. So, this is a wonderful community and blessed to be here and blessed to have a business here.
I've talked about this with Seth and Melissa before, and maybe you'll be able to agree with it, Phil. We're all transplants. And with that, we have a special and unique kind of perspective of this area that we want to give back, that we want to put back into because it's given us so much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no. I mean, I grew up in Northern Maine in a nice little paper mill town, much like this one. So there's a lot of correlations there. And same correlation of the mill shutting down as well. But just to see this community rally around that, I mean, I was part of that mill shutdown and still, you know, pray for the people that were involved. I mean, most of them, I'm guessing almost all of them have gone into even bigger and better things. But this community has rallied around it and we're growing again. And I've seen it in this little business here, you know, to watch the different customers. And much like I had when I was with the chamber, to see new businesses come in. And it just hits my soul when you see people getting started and doing well and serving our community and growing their business. It's just, that's so awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I see people coming in here for business cards, posters, brochures for their new business, it's just amazing to see. So it lights up my ego, too, you know, to help those people and to see them succeed, you know.
Phil, we appreciate the time, as always. Looking forward to next Wednesday already. You heal up, get better,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, feel better.
Yeah,
next week I might be able to hear you when you talk.
It could be a good or a bad thing.
You know, you faked it pretty well.
I got Tracy off to the side. Tell me what you're saying.
So. That's good. Usually, I do need
got one ear that's halfway working at the moment.
People need a translator for me often, Phil. It's understandable. It is. Appreciate the time. You get better, and we'll talk soon, Phil.
All right, take care, you guys.
You too. Thank you for the time. Our good friend Phil Hartley joining us from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can go ahead and check out more by going to their website, qpprinting.com. Encourage you to bookmark that page. Go ahead and type into your social media, Quality Plus Printing, like their pages, follow along with all the good stuff that they're doing over there, and stop by. Visit them at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open till 4 most days. You can give them a call at 423-7440, 423-7440. But when you're driving down A Street, be sure to look out for that sign that they have. Mm-hmm. Phil and the gang always put up something fun on there.
Oh, it's something clever every time. It gives me a giggle every time I drive by.
And be listening every Wednesday around this time slot for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That was fun. That was good. It is interesting to get into a topic like this one with you, Melissa, because I can't talk about Taco Bell and Taco John's and not, of course. We have to mention, Melissa's
ongoing feud with Taco Bell.
It's become a campaign, really, to bring this back. And apparently campaigns and petitions work. I actually think this is a bit of a That Ain't Right story, personally. And I'd love to hear from everybody out there if you do, too. 424-2600. The fast food chain Taco John's decided to drop its Taco Tuesday trademark yesterday, and Taco Bell is the reason. If you didn't hear, they petitioned the U.S. Patent Office in May to get the trademark canceled. Their argument was, it's such a common saying now, it should be the public domain at this point. Turns out the trademark office didn't even have to weigh in. Taco John's dropped it on their own. A spokesperson said they decided it wasn't worth the money to defend it in court, and they'd rather put that cash towards a good cause. They're donating $100 to charity for each of their 400 locations, so that's around $40,000, is headed to a charity that helps restaurant workers who are struggling.
Okay. That's awesome.
That is beyond amazing to me. Taco John's challenged Taco Bell to do the same thing for its 7,200 locations in the U.S., so that's around $720,000. It is not clear if Taco Bell will do that. If they are smart, they will.
They will.
Taco John's has owned the trademark in 49 states since 1989. A place called Gregory's Restaurant and Bar still owns the rights in New Jersey. One of the owners there said that they have no plans to give up the trademark and that they were shocked to hear Taco John's buckled. First off, this is big business picking on a smaller business. Taco Bell is gigantic. They are gigantic. There are Taco Bells all around the world. There ain't Taco John's all around. There are barely Taco John's around the country here.
I'm pretty sure that Taco Bell is under Yum brand.
Yes, they are.
So they they own not only Taco Bells, but KFCs and, you know, a bunch of other franchise restaurants. So you're right. They are huge.
In this day and age, our dollar is as strong as our vote, and it means something. And for me personally, if Taco Bell decides that they will do this, they will match Taco John's in this charity donation, then I will continue to go to Taco Bell. If they don't, I'm done. I can get tacos anywhere. I make good tacos. My mom make good tacos. I mean, I can get tacos anywhere. The Taco Bell.
La Taqueria in town is amazing.
They've got a billion great taco places locally. All that. Shout out to La Taqueria. Love La Taqueria. Taco Bell doesn't do anything that they do better than anybody else. Like, I don't have to go to Taco Bell.
Because they don't have a 7-layer burrito.
I can find other things to eat at 2 a.m. I could. And I'm sorry, Melissa, I ran over your point. They don't have the 7-layer burger. You're right.
No, I have long stated that they've lost my business.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. I'm joining your pack on this one too. Because
thank you.
I'm not saying that this is a gigantic cause or anything like that. There are plenty of things that deserve your attention in this world. But I do think that if we don't stand up for local businesses, what are we doing? Taco John's, this is one thing Taco John's had. Taco Bell's got $1 billion, a billion ways to advertise. Why not come up with a smart marketing team would have said, you know what we'll do? Taco Thursday. We'll do our own thing. We'll make our own thing. Instead of picking on another business and making them look like the bad guy with an ad campaign of LeBron James calling out Taco John's for this and making them lose business and such. Like, that's tacky. That's not only tacky, it's childish to me. It's bad advertising. It's bad PR. You could have won over a million people by just saying, you know what, Taco John's can have this. They're a smaller franchise. They deserve it. We believe in helping small franchises. We're big enough, we can withstand this.
Well, and the thing is Taco John's was spending money trying to, you know, defend their ability to have this Taco Tuesday. They were putting money out to try to defend it. Now they're turning around and saying, okay, you know what, we're going to give it up and we're going to give money to charity while we're doing it.
If I was a restaurateur, I would start a business right now, basically ripping off all the things that people go to for Taco Bell. and I would only be open from like 10 at night until like 6 in the morning. I mean, that's when people are eating Taco Bell anyway. How many people are going there? You know what would be great right now? I really feel in the mood for tacos. Taco Bell. Like, no. You're in the mood for tacos. You go to a place that actually serves tacos right. Like, I mean, come on. Be honest about this.
And it might be the best thing to do is everything under the Yum Brands umbrella. Mm. Have a restaurant that also serves fried chicken, pizza, and tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And burgers, because they also have a burger place, which I've never heard of, the Habit The Habit Burger?
Yeah, I haven't heard of that either. They already combine these things. Most KFCs and Taco Bells are connected and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I will say all of this, and you know, and you're still probably not going to get Melissa and I, so it doesn't matter.
You know, if you have a 7-layer burrito, though, I will try it.
I am very curious. I'll be following this story to see if Taco Bell matches this. Curious to see. I'll be interested to find that out. Next hour, we're going to get into some entertainment news, and after that, the most satisfying food sounds. What are the most satisfying food sounds? I've been waiting to get into this one. We'll get
did
into
somebody
that.
Rip this off from a Kitchen Open segment?
Maybe.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure they did, Melissa.
We did this last month.
Yeah, it was a good one, too. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.